The True Otaku here. Just to let you guys know, this episode does contain spoilers. So if you don't want to hear spoilers, we'll put timestamps in the description of the episode. And as always, we appreciate the support you guys give us and the feedback. Enjoy the show. Thank you. What is going on, y'all? It is the True Otaku here, T-R-U-U Otaku. And welcome back. This is episode 11 of the podcast. The day in which we're recording is October 11th 2021, and we appreciate y'all listening. And of course we got our first co-host, Justin. Say what's up.
What it do?
Hey, and then we also got our second co-host, Free Hug. Say what's up.
What's Gucci?
Hey, all right, so for this week we got our normal what have we been watching this week. We got our Fena recap, Dorohedoro episode 2. We got a new one, Tacked Up Destiny, that just came out on Crunchyroll. We got Star Wars Visions 3 and 4. This episode we decided to do like a Demon Slayer tribute kind of thing as the main topic. And then we have our anime news and then our life update. So to get started here, what have y'all been watching, boys? What have y'all been watching?
Me personally, well, obviously we just started that Tacked Up Destiny. I started the new episode of the world's the world's most renowned assassin or whatever gets turned. I can't remember the actual title, but the dude was a hitman and gets, you know, summoned to a different world, and he becomes a aristocrat pretty much in the new world. I started the episode of that, and then I started the episode of another new one called The Faraway Paladin. I didn't finish it, so I can't really give you too many, you know, reviews.
I saw that too. That's on my list.
Yeah. Oh, and that Paladin, or that Platinum End is out now too.
So you watch it?
Not yet. I need to watch that one though. I looked at it, but I didn't start it yet.
Oh, but
that's about it for me though.
Got you. What about you, Freehugs?
I started watching Scissor 7. I'm on.
Ooh,
like, yeah. I like it so far. I'm only on like the third or fourth episode, but it's pretty fucking good.
I love it. I love Scissor 7. It's and funny. Funny mix of action.
I've just been watching Full Metal. You know, we just started that Tacked Up, which is pretty fucking fire. I've been looking on Netflix, and I've been thinking about rewatching Soul Eater because it's been years since I've seen it.
Bro, Soul Eater. Soul Eater, so good. I was thinking about restarting it too. Not gonna lie. This week, I watched a little bit of the new Baki season, and then I know we're only on episode 2 in the podcast of Doro, but like I've been watching that too. I couldn't put it down after I started it.
It's so good.
It's so good. And what else have I been watching? I think that's about it for me, honestly. I haven't been watching anime much recently. But so let's move on. We got the Fena recap. How we feel about the last episode?
All right, to be honest, I'm upset for like they're already there.
Yeah.
They're already at Eden. I don't know. I felt like it should have been longer. I don't know.
Yeah, more of a journey. Yeah, I feel like I kind of feel the same too. As in, like, what was that, episode 10?
Yeah.
But then again, how long was God of High School and Tower of God?
I think Tower of God was 12 episodes. I forget how many episodes God of High School was.
Wasn't that one 25?
I don't remember it being 25.
Or was it 12?
I think, I think it was way less than 25.
I think it might have been.
I know Jujutsu Kaisen was 20-something. But yeah, they're already at Eden, but Abel and his crew is not far behind, but
they're there too. All they gotta do is walk in the cave.
Yep. Yeah, but I just wanna know, how will they know where to go without Fina?
But the way the episode starts off is,
I'm sure they'll find out.
They pull up to a small little fucking island you could barely see off in the distance. And Fen is just looking at it. And all of a sudden she's like, everyone's like, what the fuck is this? Do we gotta turn around? And she's like, it's coming. Whole fucking island rises out of the fucking ocean like it's nothing. Like it's not magic. It's just I don't know what the fuck it is.
I don't know what it is either.
But holy shit, because, you know, Eden is the land of the gods, apparently.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know. There wasn't much to this episode besides them walking through the cave. Really, through the island and into the cave and then finding whatever. Was that a city that they found?
Something like it. It looked like a city.
Yeah. And then Fina doing her little dance or whatever to activate the steps and blah, blah, blah. I mean, there really wasn't much to this episode. There was progression to the storyline, but
it was setup episode.
Yeah.
There was a lot of comic relief in that episode as well.
You mean as far as Fina and Yukimaru?
That and all the other crewmates all had the twins. And Shaitan kept look peeking out the side of the corner of the screen, just going, oh.
Yeah.
And that made me laugh every time I seen it. When he was looking at how Fena reacted to Yukimaru.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a setup episode. We know that. But especially I'm gonna see what happens, the fight that's about to go down with Abel and them and the crew.
Nah, Yukimaru about to get him to works.
Bro, I swear to God, Yukimaru better.
Somebody dying, though, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to die.
It might be more than one.
I'm predicting
this. I think it might be him.
I could see that. He sacrifices himself for Fena as a grand gesture.
I can see that. It's pretty typical, but I can see that. I can see that. We'll just have to see the next episode with what happens and how it's all going to play out. If they're going to actually get into Eden, or will Abel stop them before they get into Eden? I don't know. We'll have to see. Moving on. Dorohedoro. So like I was saying, go ahead.
This show, for some reason, reminds me of Space Dandy, but only because of how chirpy it is. Cause this shit is weird as fuck.
Weird.
But it's good though. I'm like, man, this is out there. Yeah, it's weird as fuck, but it's definitely good. But yeah, starting the episode off, we get a little taste of Nakaido and what's going on with her and shit.
Bro, she's crazy.
She's a badass. She's badass. She's badass.
She's a beast. Straight up beast.
Then we go into, I guess, fuck, what's his name?
Shane and Noi? Noi?
Yeah. Whatever her name is. Yeah, we go into their little life of, like, being hitmen or some shit. Like, that was...
I think they were called cleaners.
Cleaners, yeah. Well, I mean, hitmen, cleaners.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
Same bro, thing. Like, she... Noi...
Man, literally
putting heads through walls. Like, what?
Yo, not before beating they shit in first.
I swear.
Beat they shit in, then was like, you know what? I'm gonna just put your shit into the wall real quick. Whole cement block wall.
And then how they can take bodies back, like chop up their bodies, but keep them alive.
Mm-hmm. Man, put this shit in a little grocery bag.
Right. You're right.
That shit bust open.
Yeah. Man.
That's nuts.
But yeah, like I said, I intended to stop at episode 2 and now I'm at episode 8, so I don't know what happened.
Oh.
You got hooked. That's what happened.
I know. A lot has happened. A lot has happened. But yeah, it is really good.
Especially that
first episode. Oh.
No, that second episode was crazy though.
I think the little girl. Yeah.
We gotta talk about what happened to that little girl, because that shit was kind of fucked up.
Bro, her face got ripped off. I mean,
but ain't nothing else to say about it.
There is something else to say about it, because the sorcerer was like, wait, this bitch, like, who is this? Instead of being like, not it, he was like, who is this?
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And then she got pulled back by another sorcerer and ripped her face completely off. Completely off.
Like, no, literally it's like a mask hanging the off next, two.
The next time you see her, she has like 3 bandages just covering her face, and she's just bobbing her head side to side, not saying shit. She's gonna be insane, bro.
Yeah.
I'm scared to watch, like, and see what happens with her.
Yeah. It gets crazier, bro.
Oh my.
Like, the craziness of this, like, reminds me of Devil May Cry Baby.
I still haven't watched that.
Devil May Cry Baby, it's fucked up. I'll put it like that. Devil May Cry Baby is fucked up. But yeah, what else, anything else happened in episode 2? Let's see.
Besides them going to that club to find more people and him finding out that he fucking sheds.
Yup.
Yeah.
That shit was
funny as hell. The acupuncture to change his face.
Right.
I did not think that Noi was a female. Like the big girl. That's with Shin, the cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
I did not expect that to be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jesus, well, why is she so big?
She's small as fuck.
She's small as hell. No, I didn't expect that. So, look, y'all gonna hate me, but I'm watching in dub.
I got a funny story for later about that. It's fucking hilarious. But let's continue. I'm not even going to comment on that.
I love it. All right. Whatever, dog. Whatever. All right, moving on. Let's talk let's talk about Packed Up Destiny, bro. Oh. That first episode was fucking gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Great work.
The art style is amazing.
And like, the at first I thought it was about to be about that little kid.
Yeah.
And then dude walked up out of nowhere and started playing in the piano. Now all of a sudden, out in the distance, fucking hella explosions and shit. Big ass monster comes running towards the city.
Yep.
Shit pops off. The monster's about like inches away from getting dude. And this chick just appears out of nowhere, straight drop kicks the fuck out of the monster.
Bro. Not gonna lie, screamer. I recorded it on my phone and I'm watching it right now. The fight. Bro, it's
so good. So good. The fights are so fluent.
Yeah, bro. And then like,
and it's a weird, not weird, but it's a different take, like on fighting and shit.
Yeah. But then especially like we're getting into the storyline of who she is, who he is, and like I thought going into it they would be like close partners, but he's like, no, you're just a stupid blah blah blah. And I'm like, damn, bro, that's your partner, nah, right?
I think they get along. That's just how they talk to each other,
right?
Yeah, that's just the type of relationship they got. Because there's been shit. Yeah, there's been shit like that with people, duos. They argue all the time, but low key, they're close as shit. And like, if you fuck with one of them, the other one's gonna fuck you up, type shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the relationship's closer than what is being shown.
So then what is, like, do we know exactly what she is?
I think she is what is this?
I don't think
she's a cyborg.
Robot. Right.
But I think like a synth. Is that the right word?
Maybe that's
Fallout lingo, but it's like a human, but it's a robot though. It's not a cyborg because it wasn't a human before. But right. But it is a human type shit. But it's not. Yeah. I can't. If you played Fallout, you get what I'm saying. But yeah, it's I think that's what she is. Like, she is human, but she's not.
Because she gets her powers from eating.
From him, yeah.
A lot. And him.
Well, I think it's mostly from him. Well, I think she has, like, a reserve power from eating.
Right.
Because he tipped over after fucking the first fight.
Yeah, and he uses his life force.
Right, and it looked like she handled that with ease, but this man feigning and shit.
Right.
So it must take up like a lot to actually like at least for one get into that form, and to two like actually fight while in that form.
And then he loses his like an arm.
Yeah, I think it's like an offering or like a pact that they got to do.
Right. And then she gets like a fucking battle form and gets brazy stronger.
I wonder if there's more.
Like, her fucking weapon, though?
Bro.
Bro, what?
This shit transforms. This shit transforms. It's a sword. It's a gun. It's a cannon.
Yeah, right.
It's an axe. Like, that shit transforms.
So crazy.
He has different productions, or I guess you would call them songs
for each
form.
Yeah, and
which is pretty dope.
Yeah, and I like the fact that like she kind of has a mind of her own, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. Like she still follows his orders, but like when she fights, she has her own will.
Right. Hey, I'm not gonna lie. who else screamed damn when Buddy was playing the piano at the construction site and the monster came out and smacked her shit?
Bro, yes, sir. I swear to yes, God. Sir.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. That was bro. Out of nowhere. I was just like, oh, fuck. Like, what?
And then she was laying face down on the
right.
Body. I'm like, bro.
I'm like, what? Damn, yo.
I said, oh.
But like, damn. Okay, she just got smacked up. But like, even before that, she got smacked up.
Yeah, yeah.
But then she came back.
Bruised as hell. I failed.
Right. I failed. That's it. What happened? I failed.
I failed. The motherfuckers beat my ass.
Got washed.
Yeah, so far it's good. It's really good.
Yeah, I really want to see, like, if there's more like them. Because more like those two.
I'm sure there
I'm guessing since the monster's all over the world. And where are they trying to get to?
Are they trying to get to
Cali? New York, New York.
Yeah, okay, they're trying to go to New York. But I'm pretty sure, because trying to get her fixed, she's broken right now.
Yeah, because she
Which is wild.
Because she can't regulate her output.
Yeah, that's wild, bro. You're broken and still doing that much? Fuck.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like shit's gonna get real. Once they actually hit their destination.
Yeah, I can't wait to see where this one goes.
Which, like, if she was, like, a synth or whatever, that would make her sisters the same thing, but they're regular people.
I don't think that's her actual sister.
Yeah.
I think she was just saying that. Because they're so close, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, though.
Because when she said that, the dude was like, you actually have a sister that lives, you know, such and such. And she was like, yeah, but that's my older sister. And Cassette is my younger sister.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
It's implied.
Yeah.
Big hurt them.
Yeah, I am just so amazed by the art style.
Yeah, it is pretty dope.
So amazed by the art style. I can't. Like,
it's vibrant.
That's like,
I've seen any art style like that.
No, dude, that sword art. What the hell?
No, sword art.
Sword art. No. That's exactly like sword art or underworld arc. What are you talking about?
I don't think so. I think the underworld arc. I think this is better than sword art.
It looks the same.
I don't think it looks the same.
I guess.
Oh, also, what is happening when in the last fight scene of that episode, what is happening to his body? Like when when she's fighting and shit and he's got, like, I don't know, it looked like bruises coming up his face.
Using too much power. Remember, he's giving up his life force to give her power.
That's true.
So it's pretty much killing him. The more he puts into her.
Yup.
That's true. Oof. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, tomorrow is a new episode, so very, very excited for that. Alright, moving on. Alright, let's go to Visions. Oh, Star Wars Visions Episode 3 and 4. Let's start with Episode 3, the twins. Me and Free Hugs were talking, like, right before the podcast started, and we were talking about, like, how every episode, we're like, oh, this is my favorite episode. Now this is my favorite episode. The twins, oh my god, the twins episode was really fucking good.
It was so good.
They're all good.
It was so good.
They're all good. Like I said last episode, like, Disney did very well with this, with Star Wars Visions. I can't be mad at it.
So, I mean, I wouldn't really necessarily say Disney did well, because they didn't really make it. They just published it.
Funded it.
Really. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see. Yeah.
Because they hired a bunch of anime studios and told them they had free reign with the show.
Right.
Each episode is made by a different studio, and they were just like, "Do your thing, but keep it Star Wars."
Yeah. Well, thanks to Disney for publishing it.
No, yeah, they did a great. They had the right idea to hire actual studios and not try to do it themselves. Yeah.
Yep.
For sure.
And, you know, that's good money going to those studios.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, buku's amount of money.
Disney.
Bro.
It's Disney.
Right. And Star Wars. Disney on top of Star Wars. Come on now. You're making bank.
So let's.
Both of them being Sith. That motherfucker, like that, the sister, I already forgot her name. She was crazy. That bitch was not scared of death at all. She said, "I'm a Sith. I was raised from fucking birth to do this shit."
Like, give me that crystal. Could you blame I'm putting her? It in my suit, and I'm gonna take all of it.
Right. From birth, you're told you are one with the dark side. Nothing can stop you. You are unstoppable. You know, all being, all time. Of course, you're gonna be like that. And especially like if you your whole life you've been fucking everybody up.
True, but then if they tell you that you're unstoppable, then that would make me stop them just to prove them. Like, you raised me to do this, motherfucker.
True.
That's pretty dark, Free Hux.
You on the dark side, dog.
Exactly.
Honestly, anything goes.
Ain't no pretty loyalty money. Over
I'm
here.
I'm gonna lie to you, bro. Like, hey, this is the
look
dark
at Palpatine,
side.
Bro.
Right. True. Facts, right there, bro. Come on now. I'd be the same way.
Them fucking lightsaber whips that bitch had.
Oh my god, I swear.
That shit was brazy. And then dude did a whole Kamehameha with a lightsaber.
Oh man. That's
Yo,
funny.
You're not wrong. You're not That's wrong. Funny.
Instant transmissioned with the ship. Oh, no, man. it was badass.
It's crazy, man.
The animation was really I couldn't tell like who did it watching it, but it was fucking awesome. It looked badass.
You got the Village Bride, episode 4.
My thoughts, it could have been better. It was still good. I just think it could have been better.
Could it be better?
A little bit longer fight scene.
True.
I mean,
or at least the
fight scene wasn't bad.
I think the fight
scene was fine the way it is.
I feel like the episode was just more for like the nature and.
Yeah, like, see, so you see what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Like, the plot of the episode, I just feel like it was very, not dull, but like, I was expecting a lot more.
I could see that.
Okay. But
that bitch, like, she quick as fuck.
Oh yeah. That last move she did, chop dude's fucking arm off and kill him. Yeah, that was nuts.
Were them like them Jedi Jordans? What the fuck were they?
I don't know. I don't think you're running that fast in some J's, bro. probably some Ronin Master Nikes or some shit running shoes. Not. Yeah.
He needs to sell that, bro.
And put our name on me. It. I swear they do.
Put our name on it too.
Bet. Say less.
Say less. Say less. Say less, dog.
But no, nah, it was buddy that was carrying the bride.
Bro was carrying the bride up mountains and shit, dog.
Listen to me, dog.
Almost a whole ass belly belt, dog. Yo.
You done lost your rabbit ass mind. If you think I'm finna carry this chick up the mountain on my back.
Right, even if I was even like,
and down, like,
I can walk.
And it wasn't even like it was a wagon. This man was carrying like a backpack. Get the fuck out of here.
Right. She's like, I can walk. He was like, right. No. Like,
he said, nah, I got it. Say less. Get your ass off of me.
Right. Right.
My back hurt shit. Fuck. I got blisters on top of blisters. Get your ass off of me.
And then they went and talked to a rock, and then the rock glowed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm in the same boat as you, bro. Like, you can walk. You got legs. You can walk.
Right. You're like, fine. Listen, I'll be here to protect you, but nah. Nah, I'm not finna carry your ass up no mountain.
No, bro. If a bear or something come out of them trees, you better run.
Nah.
I can't protect I'm not finna run. That. No, I'm running, bro. I can't protect you against that.
You're scary. Yeah.
You mean to tell me you go sit up there and fight a bear, dog?
Buddy was a warrior, wasn't he? Or like at least knew some type of.
Yeah, some type of something, but
yeah, I mean he wouldn't. Nah, bro, we good. I'm fighting that bear.
That's you.
I carry the bear on my back because that's food for the night.
Tisk.
Are you gonna say that to me? You talk about running away.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah. Wait. You talking about having the girl walk, but you gonna carry the bear?
I'm hungry, bro. I want the bear to come.
What the fuck? Nah. Whatever.
The bear can't walk. It's dead. How am I supposed to get it there?
At that point, you just let it chase you to the village, and then all y'all kill it.
See? He's smart. We like that. He's
smarter, not harder.
Exactly. You should be the village leader.
Nah, fuck that. Nope.
Damn.
Hard pass.
Jesus.
It ain't me.
Of course it ain't you. Of course it ain't you. But yeah, next week we got episodes 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So there, stay tuned to that. Moving on. This week we decided.
Just excited.
Okay, go ahead.
We need a drum roll?
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're excited, go ahead.
This week, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be recapping the first episode of Demon Slayer. Dun, dun, dun. Y'all like that?
That was real nice.
Thank you.
I didn't like that one bit.
All right, bro. But let's get into it, though. Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer, baby. Oh, yeah. First off, let's rate that shit. 1 out of 10. What do you guys think?
10. 100%. It's a 10 for me, dog. Yeah.
Okay. A 10.
Okay. Okay, for sure, yeah. The same thing for me, yeah.
I'm just happy Demon Slayer is back.
You need to watch that new episode, bro. Like,
I know. I'm literally looking at it on my phone right now.
You slack. It's a good episode too. I'm not gonna lie to you.
10 minutes into it.
Fuck, man. Almost brought me to tears.
Go ahead, dog. Speak your shit, dog. It's just so sad that it's about Hashira. like Rengoku.
Yeah.
Because we know what happens to him. Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what happened before and like how he, you know, got to the train and everything. So that's what it's about.
Yeah, yeah. He got to the train via a train.
Nah, the only sad part at the end though is it's at the end
of the episode.
Yeah, because he says he'll be back for somebody, and well, we know what happens in the train. So
right,
it's just like when he said it, I'm just like, dog.
We'll get to that too.
But
we gotta talk about that as well.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's just a long way away.
First season. You know, we get Tanjiro, like, eh, man, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't think they were gonna start it that hard, cause that was fucked, man.
Dude, that shit was grimy.
To come back to your house
and everybody's family gruesomely, blood on the walls and ceiling, bodies everywhere.
Yeah, that's
rough
as fuck, like.
And then he finds Nezuko.
Yep.
And then he starts carrying her, and then she starts turning into a demon on his back. And then she starts to attack him.
And then dude comes out of nowhere. I always forget his name.
Tomioka.
Yep. Tomioka comes out of nowhere. He tries to kill her first, but he moves, right?
He tried to kill her, yeah, but Tanjiro was like fucking with him, making him miss and shit.
Yup.
Then the boy got smart, threw up the motherfucking axe as a distraction.
Oh my god.
But it wasn't even as a distraction. He was the distraction. He threw the axe up so that bitch could fall on man's head. That shit is crazy.
Because he knew he was going to get knocked unconscious while he was like, rushing him. So he threw it behind a tree when he had no line of view. Literally almost domed dude.
That's what you call using a noodle.
Oh yeah, for sure.
We don't do that often.
And he does that a lot, just in another sense as well.
Right.
He loves to headbutt motherfuckers.
Yeah. Especially him and
So we go from him almost getting sliced up by his sister, then almost getting sliced up by Hashira, to training with the dude who trained
Akonji.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now we're on what was it called?
Like the trials. The trials, like final selection.
Yeah, something. Final selection.
Yeah.
We meet the demon let's backtrack. My man is training for what? How long was it? A year and a half?
Yeah, I think it was a year and a half.
Yeah, a year and a half.
A this year man and
has been training. Then gets told to slice a boulder the size of a fucking pickup truck with his katana
in half.
Like what?
Huh? Yeah.
Huh? You said do what now? Yeah, rock and metal don't work together like that, my boy.
They don't do that. And then after, I think it was 6 months he was working on the boulder.
Yeah, 6 months. That's where the half a year comes from. Because he was only supposed to be training for a year.
Yup. But it took longer.
Yep.
So then he starts seeing, or like talking to these two people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start like kind of training him in their like sparring. And at the end of it, he cuts the kid's mask.
That's a dope ass scene.
It is so dope.
That scene.
And when he cuts the mask, he realizes that the boulder was split in two with that cut.
Yeah.
So crazy.
My favorite scene. I'm gonna get to that. But that's a dope scene.
So then fast forward back to where we were at final selection. Find that demon Well, Kanto's just walking around, and then he walks up on a dude about to get eaten by the demon.
Yeah.
Saves dude. Dude runs away. Demon's like, "You're one of that dude's kids. Yeah. I'm gonna kill you just like the rest."
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was a good fight too. After offing his fat ass, we move on. Fuck that dude, bro. After offing his ass, we move on to the next village where we meet fucking Zenitsu. And the one demon that fucking falls into like the shadows and shit. And like bring you into like the shadow world. That shit was weird.
Yeah.
And he was kidnapping all the females.
Yeah, no, that was weird, bro.
I think it was a swamp.
No, we wasn't in the swamp yet. Oh, you mean the what he called it? Yeah, I think that's what he called it. Yeah, the swamp. Yeah. We kill him.
Yeah,
we
get Zenitsu. Wait, you're not even gonna say excuse me? Nothing.
Squeeze me.
You're squeezed.
Thank you. Anyway,
are you happy, Marlon?
Right, we kill boy. Moving on. Where we at now? Oh, heading to the house with the fucking dude that's playing the drums.
Oh yeah, with Zenitsu.
Yeah, now we meet. We got Zenitsu with us. Now we meet Nosuke. Little wild ass motherfucker, bro.
Well, after he kills the dude with the drum,
Inosuke.
No, he don't. Oh yeah, you're right. He does. Yeah. But Inosuke is already there though. We just don't know that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking up Zenitsu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, we gotta wait. We gotta talk about Zenitsu though. Like when he sleep or unconscious or whatever. Whatever the fuck happens to him, I don't know what happens to him.
I gotta shut my mouth.
Shut what? What do you mean?
I almost said something.
Oh god!
Say
you might as well say it now. Might as well say it.
No, what the fuck? No, spoilers like a motherfucker. No, I'm not saying shit.
Like you read like
I finished.
Demon Slayer. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I want to know.
No, I don't want to know. Get out of here. I'm not telling you shit, bro. All right,
does he learn more techniques that he can use in his sleep?
I'm not telling you anything. You got to watch it, bro. Please. Just because I'm telling you. Oh, I can't.
All right. Go ahead, Marlon.
Yeah, just keep going.
Well, like, what I was saying was, like, I don't know what his power is. Like, I know his light name, but like, does he sleep? And like, unconscious and shit.
So we find out that when he falls asleep, apparently he's a badass.
Yeah.
But the only reason why that happens is because, I mean, we find out later, but you see the flashback that he's always dreaming about his quote-unquote grandpa,
yeah,
and everything that his grandpa told him, but he only ever really learned that one technique. So when he falls asleep, he dreams of his grandpa, he goes into his lightning mode.
I see. Yeah.
And he his muscles and everything only know that one technique, so that's the only one that he can do.
Okay.
For right now that we know of.
Foreshadowing.
Okay.
All right. So after that,
where are we
at now?
We killed the drum demon, run outside, and Inosuke's pummeling Zenitsu. Now Tanjiro and Inosuke about to duke it out.
Yeah.
Such a good fight.
Straight headbutted the shit out of him.
Right.
Said, back the fuck up. That's my homie and my property you fucking with. And Nosuke said, I don't give a fuck. It smell weird. It's on sight. It's time to throw those hands.
It's on sight.
It's on sight, bro.
It's on sight, bro.
Man, like, but that shit, that dog, that little scene right there, motherfuckers don't know that that was some shit. That Nosuke, his ass is something fierce, bro. Nah, bro. The second man started charging at me like a bull, you won, bro. I'm cool.
Right.
I'm sorry for ever disrespecting you. You come at me like that, I'm cool, bro.
Right.
Hell no. Nah.
Man, bro, when Tanjiro tried to hit him with the low kick and then he went even lower, that was dirty, bro.
He was breakdancing. Like.
I swear to God. Twisting and moving and grooving.
Yeah, that was good.
Dude, Tanjiro literally broke his ribs, too, and dude still kept going.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Zenitsu's like reaction to that was priceless as well.
His reaction to everything is priceless.
Everything.
His reactions to everything are hilarious.
Sometimes it's too much.
He flips up, but that's what makes it funny. Because you're just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
True.
He flips out about everything, especially when it comes to a female. That shit, man.
It's just that, like, I love the show. I absolutely love the show. It's just, it gets so loud with those two, Zenitsu and Inosuke.
Mm-hmm.
It gets so loud. It's so loud.
And that's how I felt about Black Clover.
Yeah, with Asta.
Okay.
Asta,
yeah.
I stopped so many times just to let that shit build up because his voice was annoying.
I gotcha.
I couldn't. I'm like, dude, why? Like, always yelling for what? Like, bro, it can't be that serious. Not everything. But yeah, it. Moving on, though. Yeah. Inosuke Tanjiro fight. Boom.
Huh?
We all buddies now. Tanjiro or Inosuke realizes that Tanjiro not finna back down. I got a broken ribs. Probably concussed after that hit, but
right? It's like Naruto, bro.
Right, like you fucked up. So damn, where do they go next? Oh yeah, they go to the forest right now. Right?
Forest. Yeah, they went to the forest. Nah.
Oh, we forgot about the demon lady and the little kid.
True.
And the ball lady.
Oh, the arrow demon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's before we get to the mansion.
Yeah.
With the drum dude. With the drum dude. And we also didn't talk about when they were in the city and they passed by what was his name?
Kibitsuji.
Who?
Muzan Kibitsuji. Kibitsuji. Kibitsuji.
Like Michael Jackson.
Kibitsuji.
Yeah. That fucker.
Yeah.
He passed town. Yeah.
And then that episode where all the demons, like all the demons gathered. I'm trying to think of the place. Like it was some weird place. Like the buildings were upside down.
Are you talking about at the end of the season when Muzan called all the top six?
No. When he was killing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he called.
That's at the end of the season.
That was at the end of the season.
Why am I thinking it was in the middle of the season?
No,
you're probably thinking of the mansion with the drum dude because it was pretty much the same thing, but instead she was using the fucking the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Or not guitar, but it's a different word for it.
So now they're on a mountain.
Yes, now they're on a mountain. Apparently there is a 12 or high ranking 12 Kizuki there. We don't know what number. Mm-hmm. We don't know what this person looks like, but they're there. And the mountain fell, the smells foul, just straight demons and death. We walk in, instantly get split up.
Whole bunch of freaky shit.
With ease, too, which is fucked up. Like this.
Well, Zenitsu stayed back. He didn't go in at first.
Well, yeah, true, yeah. But yeah, we fight the mom first. Yeah.
And yeah, this is the father first. Father spider.
We didn't kill the father yet.
No, we didn't. Okay.
No. They killed the mom first. And then that's when the 12 Kizuki, the little brother, when we find out that he's the one, that's when he calls in the father after killing the mom. But yeah, man, that shit's wild. Killing the mom, that scene right there, that was my favorite scene. The blessed rain after the drought, that shit was beautiful.
That was badass.
Yeah.
So far, that's my favorite scene. I know what happens in the next season, but I want to see it. See how they make it look. You know what I mean? Because that. Ugh. All right, moving on.
I think I agree with everyone with their favorite scene. What was the main kid's name?
Tanjiro.
No, not Tanjiro. The main villain that he was fighting this season, the first season. The spider dude that had the episode that had the episode trending on Twitter.
Did the spider dude have a name?
I can't fucking think of his name.
The 12 keys are key.
Rui.
Is that who you're talking about?
No.
There was no main villain. What do you mean?
I thought I think his name is
I can't fucking think. It was just. So what fight are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about the fight where it's water turned into fire, and
the X-12 Kizuki.
Yeah,
right. Because he wasn't a 12 Kizuki anymore.
He was lower six.
Oh, he was lower six. Okay.
Yeah, that was lower six that he killed.
Okay.
So him, Rui. Well, yeah.
He didn't kill him.
Well, yeah, but that's who he was fighting the last like 5-6 episodes.
I feel like he was the main one out of that family.
Well, I mean, he was the main. He was the leader. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he wasn't like the main villain of the season, though.
That's how I feel, though. He was the most powerful in the season.
He's the most powerful. That wouldn't make him the main villain, though.
Luzon. Their whole thing is to kill him.
I would say that he's the main villain for the season.
I would say you're wrong.
Well, how though? Yeah, that's how. Because he didn't even know of him until that fight.
Yeah, but still,
like technically, he just got walked up on.
Right.
Like he was just chilling in his home, abusing his family.
I feel like there's four. I feel like there's for the season and for the series. So I feel like he was the villain for the season, not the series. That's my feeling on it, though.
Sure.
Sure.
I don't understand.
I would say a quarter of the season, maybe.
Free hugs ain't
happening. Right, but like, let's talk about Zenitsu though, because he gets bitten by a fucking spider and passes out. Literally, like.
Rewind. Because at first he wasn't even in the forest. He was still out there talking to his fucking bird.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Then the bird was like, yo, quit being a bitch. Get your ass in there. They need your help.
That got him in there was the thought of Nezuko.
Yeah, he was like, wait, Tanjiro took Nezuko.
It's dangerous. What a cock.
Yeah. Man, that fight between him and the spider, that was a little weird to me. One, I don't like fucking spiders, so I was already on edge. I was cringing the whole time.
Heads with legs? Fuck that.
I was cringing the whole time. So that right there was just like, nope. I was like, I already know how Zenitsu feel, bro. I would be doing the same thing, just straight freaking out. Like, I'm finna go ahead, turn around, y'all can live here. But gets poisoned, right? Yeah, like you said, he faints, goes into his mode, lightning breathing, first form, thunderclap.
Or clap.
Jumping off of trees, the ground, pop,
off the trees, goes straight up in there, slices buddy's neck, then falls down onto the house that's up in there as he waits to die. End the Demon Slayer. Season 2, let's go.
Well,
could you imagine?
What?
After that, he just falls down. Season 1 over.
That would have been terrible, bro.
He gets poison. The poison turns into it's turning into him into a spider.
It's turning him into one of those freaky little spider fucks.
His arms, legs start so shriveling gross. Up. He starts growing a fucking eyeball that pops out his cheek and shit. Ugh.
Yeah, that was...
So, other than that, though, Butterfly Chick comes out of nowhere, tries killing Nezuko.
No, not yet.
No, not yet?
No, yeah, no, she didn't... I don't even think Nezuko was out yet. Yeah, she comes in to save Zenitsu when, after hearing... Because
I thought we already got past like the main fight.
Oh no, not yet, no.
Oh shit! All right.
Yeah.
I'm ahead of myself.
She comes in, floats down to Zenitsu, gives him the antidote for that poison, because her and Tomioka found out that everybody was here on the mountain dying, and it was a 12 Kizuki, and they needed their. That's pretty much what all those people were doing there. They're holding out until the Hashira got there.
Yup.
And as we killed the mom, the father comes in, starts beating ass.
Both Tanjiro and Inosuke up.
Yeah. Sends Tanjiro flying completely on the other side of the forest, yeah. And leaves Inosuke there to fight Big Father dude, who has a second form for whatever the fuck reason, after you're already strong as shit, but completely obliterates Inosuke's body, can't move, and he's about to choke him out to death.
He's literally just squeezing his head with one hand, and you just see so much blood fall out of his mask. You're like, oh yeah. My God.
Then out of nowhere, quick little slice. Tomioka takes this dude's head off with ease, then ties up Inosuke so he can't move. You already know this man was about to go try to fight with fucking bones that's looking like soup. I'm pretty sure y'all remember the scene in Harry Potter when he's playing fucking Quidditch for the first time. And he tries to grab the golden snitch, but fucking falls, breaks his arm. And Ron's like, yeah, I can fix it. And fucking like turns into rubber. All his bones, and this shit just goes limp.
That was Inosuke.
I'm sure that was Inosuke right there. He just all folded up in the wrap and shit. But yeah, we're back to Tanjiro. Now he's fighting Rui. Rui is revealed to be 12 Kizuki. Oh, now we in some shit. Tanjiro, he believes he's ready.
He bit off way more than he could chew.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. He's putting in some work here and there until Rui starts, stops getting playing serious with him. Right, he starts getting serious, and now he's doing his fucking blood demon art and shit, and even if you touch his webs, you're done for.
Yep.
But the only way that he was able to cut through was his Hinokami Kagura that he somehow got from fucking Nezuko. Which I still don't get.
I don't think he got that from Nezuko. He just he remembered like his dad doing it, so he just tried it.
But didn't it activate when she was tied up, and then she did her blood demon art for her fire?
Yeah,
maybe.
Cause she like sent it down the webs.
Yeah, she sent it down
to burn it, and then it touched his sword.
Shit, maybe that's what it needs. Damn. I didn't even realize that.
I'm just tell you no on that one.
Okay.
It is a breathing technique. It was just what I was saying was it was weird how it activated. You know what I mean? It wasn't like he did a technique and then was like, oh yeah, I got it. It was she lit her flames and then he did a technique.
Able to do that.
Yeah.
So basically, since he was already doing his breathing, it just changed to the fire breathing.
Pretty much. Like, he knew the techniques of the flame breathing that his father was doing with the Hinokami Kagura. He did that because he thought that he was able to, just somehow switch up his breathing. But I think it was, like, kind of assisted from Nezuko.
I could see that. I could definitely see that now. And then he his sword, but before that, his sword actually gets cut.
Yeah, fucking breaks his shit. Because dude's neck was too strong for him.
Yo. So then with the Hinokami, he's able to looks cut like he's able shit. To cut through his fucking neck.
Man. That the biggest plot twist. That shit was ooh.
Right.
Like, after all that, gotcha.
Psych. I did that myself.
I cut off my own head. And he's hanging it with his webs over a tree branch.
Dude.
Upside down. Puts it back on.
But it's right as we're about to die. Tommy
my dude.
Comes in.
With that.
The thirteenth form of water breathing. 13th
or 11th? I thought there was 10 water breathings. I could be wrong.
Give me a second. You might be right. No, you might be right. We'll just go with that. The 11th, the final form. The form
there
that Andro. Tanjiro didn't know about. He thought that it was only a certain amount, but Tomioka knows
is another fucking level higher.
Yeah, he knows the true final form of the water breathing. Fucking does the water breathing. What was it? Quiet water drop or some shit like that he said. Quiet drop or something. I can't remember what it was called.
It's something like that or some peaceful something.
Yeah. Either way, it was badass. Rui couldn't handle it. Got his shit offed.
Literally, he put his sword to the ground. It turned to water. And then there was just one small ripple. And dude was dead. On the ground, dying.
Now, the day is saved. Everybody lives. We're going to the calm before the storm. of us training, getting big, getting right, training for constant total concentration, or yeah. total concentration constant was what they called it.
Yeah.
So where you can do that shit in your sleep.
The Hashira meeting.
I
when they were trying to tempt Nezuko.
Yeah, the wind Hashira fucking cuts himself.
Yeah.
And puts it in front of her. You got the snake Hashira fucking on top of Tanjiro holding him down, but you know, yeah, Tanjiro swole as shit. Like, get off me, bro. Dude was shook too. He said, "Oh fuck, this man."
Right.
Shinobu was like, she was like, "You're hurting him," and dude was like, "Nah, like this man is taking everything I got to hold this kid down. Like, this little boy ain't no little boy.
He a grown man."
Let's
see.
We got that. Nezuko obviously refuses the blood and proves to everybody that she's not a demon. Like, she's a demon, but it's still her.
Like, yeah, not the typical demon.
We get the blessing from the head.
Main dude.
Mm-hmm. And
is he sick or something?
They're going through their training. I think so.
Oh yeah, he is. Yeah, they say that everybody in that line, they go through that. Okay. So they have that power of communicating with everybody, but it takes such a toll on you that you end up,
dying early.
It was like in their bloodline, like there's a sickness or whatever that they have.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So then after the training, we get a train.
The new Mugen mission. Train.
Oh. That movie. The movie, bro. That movie.
That whole movie was a work of art. Mm.
You know, I was talking to somebody and they pissed me off because it just showed, it proved to me how little they pay attention to shit. Because I asked this person, you know, I was like, "Oh, you seen the new movie when it came out and shit?" And I'm like, they're like, "Yeah." I was like, "How'd you like it?" And they're like, "Oh, it was good except for some parts." And I was like,
What parts?
Right. Like, what parts? And they're like, she goes, "Well, I don't understand how the demon took over the train. Like, I feel like that was just out of nowhere." And I'm like, you do know that he was on the train the whole time, right? Well, yeah, but like 1 second he was on top of it, and next thing you know, he's the whole train. And I'm like, you got to understand that it was
the whole train the whole time.
The time that's gone by hasn't been just the 5 minutes of shit that you've watched.
Yeah.
Like, it's implied that hours on end have been going by. Like, are you dumb? Like, he was working on the train. I'm like, do you remember the scene that they put them to sleep and he had the kids go in there trying to kill him?
Yeah.
That wasn't just like a 5 minute thing.
That was like hours.
Right, yeah.
It's always like that in anime. Like, when it feels like 5 minutes, it's been hours.
Right. And I'm like, you have to understand that. I said, well, why didn't they say that? I'm like, it's not to be said. Like, it's implied.
Right. It's implied, yeah.
Watch.
Come on now. Like, nobody, man. Yeah, that irritated me. I'm just like, all right, sure.
They get to the train, and then the train's leaving, so they jump on the back of the train, and then they're walking through the cars, and then all you hear is what do you say? Eat? What was he yelling? Eat?
Delicious.
No, he was yelling
delicious. Delicious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Rengoku eating food, yelling delicious.
Oh, that's what I was gonna talk about when you said you were watching Dorohedoro and dub. I was gonna talk about fucking man, because I watched the new episode with the boys, and you know me, I'm sub. Come on now, quit playing. So I throw on Crunchyroll, and these dudes was like, I turned it on and we started watching, and they was like, "Oh, we watching this sub?" I looked, I said, what's that supposed to be? I got mad as hell, bro. I was like, wait a minute, no. Okay, I was like, listen, I normally don't care. For real, I normally don't care. I prefer everything in sub. But Demon Slayer, I hate their dub.
It's so bad.
I hate it. Let me tell you something. I went to watch the movie in sub first, right? Then I went to go see it again with some buddies of mine. But they bought the tickets for dubbed. I fell asleep on that shit.
Damn.
I fell asleep on that shit, bro. When they hopped on the train and in sub, this man is saying delicious.
Right.
And it sounds okay.
Delicious.
I walked through the door. This man said, tasty, tasty. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, it sounds so off. Nah, man. Yeah, I fell asleep on that shit, bro.
I feel you. There's certain anime that I can't watch dub.
And it wasn't even like the word choice. It was just like the way that they were saying it. You couldn't see the emotion in it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Tasty, tasty. Like, what?
You gotta be extravagant, like fucking right. Yell that shit. Like he's enjoying the fuck out of that and letting everybody know, and you should too.
Yeah, it must have been either the voice just didn't match with him and like what I know him for, you know what I mean? Like his person, it wasn't matching at all. And then everything else was just off.
Do not like Inosuke's fucking sub voice.
He's subbed or dub voice?
I meant dub.
Okay, that's Aaron and Kirito.
Really?
Yeah, that's the guy who voices Aaron from Attack on Titan and Kirito.
No shit! I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Kirito and Aaron are the same voice actors, so. Pom pom pom! Mind blown, aren't you?
I didn't realize that.
Now go back and listen to it, because I'm telling you, you're gonna be like, oh shit.
Yeah, now I gotta
realize. Right, it. You're gonna be like, oh shit, I see it.
For like the fourth time.
Right, yeah. No, that's who that is. The dub voice actor.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
It don't fit. Why'd they make him so nasally?
Exactly. It's so weird hearing him argue and how angry Inosuke is. It's like, whoa.
Like that's not how he's supposed to sound. Like he's supposed to sound like me, like just fucking screaming.
Like it fits a little bit just because, like I said, that's Aaron's dub voice. So you hear Aaron in him. So you're like, okay, so a little bit of it sounds okay, but the rest of it, you're just like, damn, that don't
work.
He's too angry for that.
Give Zenitsu that voice.
Mm-hmm. Where were we at? We find Rengoku smashing on his bento. Then right into it, we go straight into the fight. The demon poisons the tickets or puts a spell on them to knock out the demon core, Slayer core. Then sends all these kids in.
Wait, we're missing one. We're missing a fight.
Oh, yeah, literally the very first fight. Yeah. Rengoku fucking slices and dices old dude.
Right, and then he told Inosuke and Tanjiro to stay back, but then Inosuke decides to rush in, and then he had to save Inosuke.
Yeah.
And slice the demon. But that shit was crazy. Like badass crazy. Was it? It was only one demon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They actually went down the train. Like they were going cart to cart because Rengoku was like, there's so much evil on this train that it's pretty much like a breeding ground for demons.
Mm-hmm.
So like it was demons left and right. It was
just a demon itself.
Yeah. It was demons left and right there, and they were just distractions so he could take over the train. But yeah, after killing him, we find out that obviously there's a higher demon because they get put to sleep. And I mean, bro, Rengoku is so built different, which pisses me off why he's dead.
Yo,
because I just, man, I know for a fact if he was still alive, the way season two is going to go, it would have went a completely different route if Rengoku was still alive. I 100% believe that.
Because wasn't he the strongest Hashira?
I wouldn't say the strongest, but he was definitely like one of the top three.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Who would you say is the strongest?
I can't tell you that.
No spoilers? Okay.
I
can't tell you that one, but I heard that.
Let's move on. It's okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to hurt my feelings.
But you get put to sleep and you, for the fact that this man could sense that somebody was fucking with his soul.
Right.
Like, man, that's some, like, you're a grown man.
Straight up choking a little girl.
Man.
She's trying to stab his soul, like,
right.
Understandable. But you see, like, he's choking her on the inside. You see the hand. No, wait. Mm-hmm. Oh my! It's just so crazy.
It is, man, crazy, bro. Say,
get the fuck off of me.
But like,
he was still asleep, though. That's the crazy part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They just got them senses, bro.
Who was next to wake up? Tanjiro? Tanjiro was next to wake up?
Tanjiro was next to wake up. But
first to wake up, right?
I think so, yeah.
He was technically first to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it showed us the other two's dreams first.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Zenitsu fucking Marion.
Nezuko.
Both of their dreams were about Nezuko, right?
Nah, it was Inosuke was the leader of the group. But like Nezuko was like his like, I guess supposed to be like his right hand man or like his woman or something. I don't know. But yeah, both they goofy asses. Dude, I just Tanjiro's dream
hurt.
Oh, it hurt. It hurt so bad, bro.
Man, especially
when it was time for him to go.
Yeah, when it was time for him to go and he realized, like, yeah, I have to leave you guys again.
And then he ran into Nezuko.
He didn't turn around, right?
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
He couldn't. If he would have, he would have stayed.
Right.
That's what he said. He's like, I can't turn around. He's like, if I turn around, it's over with. He's like, I have to accept leaving them again. And then when his little brother ran out and was like, Tanjiro, I was like, oh no!
Like, God damn it. They're like, pulling out the wild cards.
Man. And he knew it too. He started tearing up and he's just like, fuck, dude.
Right.
So he's dipping through the forest and then he gets a flash
from his father.
His father.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know what you got to do.
You know what you need to cut is what they said in subbed, which I loved. You know what you need to cut. I don't know what they said in dubbed, but you know what you need to cut.
Yeah.
Like, you have your blade on you, you know what you gotta do. And for him to think that, like, just to just to know that, like, because I would have never thought, kill myself. What?
Right.
Like, that's, man, you gotta have the will of a fucking God, just to even go through with that, you know, because there's no telling like that's gonna work,
right? Because what if that just killed your mind,
right? Yeah,
I feel that.
Fucking does it, hops up, Nezuko's right there, headbutting his shit, She's bleeding because his head's hard as fuck.
Trying to wake him up and shit.
Right. Then he's like, use your fire. Wake everybody up. He burns the rope. Then.
Oh, yeah. It's because she used the fire to burn his rope that he was able to realize he was in a dream.
Yeah.
Or snap himself back out of it.
Mm-hmm. Saves everybody.
It's just still insane to me that he killed himself, bro.
Hold up.
We'll get to it.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm just like, dude, you got to be built different, dog. No way in hell.
I swear to God, like, oh,
yeah. So, let's continue it. We wake everybody up. Now we know there's somebody bigger on the train. This is when he starts actually like taking over the train, like the fucking meat and everything starts coming out.
Fucking weird.
And this is like the CGI train part, which I did not like
until it was
in the fight scenes.
It was kind of weird.
It was weird, bro.
The outside, and there were all slow moving meat tentacles, and they were
right.
It just looked kind of poor.
We meet the dude on top of the roof. We're fighting him. Boom. Easy slice. We think he cut his head off. Nah. Psych. Plot twist. Buddy's tentacle head comes out of the train and he's like, I am the train now. The only way you kill me is you gotta find, you know, where my actual head is at. Now, we're in some shit because we gotta figure out where the fucking head's at. Zenitsu and Rengoku doing their fucking super fast moves up and down the train. Kill all the little tentacles. Inosuke and Tanjiro run up to the front where the conductor is. Boom. Inosuke is like, I know where this shit's at. Let me go ahead and slice this bitch up. We see the spine. Nah, another plot twist. This dude can throw up armor over that shit. Come on, man. Now we get into the eyeballs.
Man
throws up hella tentacle eyes. Starts doing his blood demon art.
And if you look into these eyes, you go straight the fuck to sleep.
Yep, he puts you in a little trance. But of course, Tanjiro already knows, boom, I gotta kill myself.
Yep.
So I'm gonna just keep doing that. But the demon's like two steps ahead. As soon as he wakes up, I'm gonna put another eye in front of him. Put him back to sleep. So they're just going back and forth. Meanwhile, Inosuke is just dodging all that shit. Because he has the fucking, his senses have been heightened so much that this nigga is an actual animal, pretty much. And can sense danger from behind him somehow.
Right.
I thought it was because of the mask. Because it couldn't tell where he was looking.
No, I think he could see through that. Can he?
He could see through it, but the demon couldn't see where he was looking. Like, couldn't like put it in front of him.
Yeah. The demon didn't know like which way he was looking, because those weren't his actual eyes. So, but yeah, you got Tanjiro going in and out of sleep because he keeps killing himself.
Bro,
but
the amount of fucking discipline that you gotta have to just keep killing yourself over and over again.
The man almost fucked up and killed his real self because he was going so fast, and the dude kept putting him under so fast that he came back and was ready to just cut himself. And Nosuke's like, yo,
this is real life.
Like, you need to get your shit together. Lock it back in. You about to really kill yourself, bro.
You're about to off yourself right now, dog.
Like, I get what you're trying to do, but you got to focus up. Now we're battling it out. Finally, we get a nice little move in, and Inosuke opens up the path. Boom! Hinokami Kagura, fifth form, fire wheel. Let me chop your shit off, bro.
Lean off.
Chopping his head off. Train derails. Everybody goes up in the air. Everybody dead. Blood everywhere. Intestines all over the windows. You got... Who was it? Who was stuck on the train? Zenitsu? Or fucking Inosuke? No, no, it was the conductor dude, yeah. The ticket guy. He was stuck under the train. Tanjiro's like, Inosuke, go help him out, but don't kill him. Inosuke, of course, is fucking yanking at this dude.
Right.
You got Nezuko next to Zenitsu. Then you got Tanjiro on conscience. Here comes Rengoku walking up. We did a hell of a job, everybody.
No one died.
Nobody died. Heal yourself, Tanjiro. You need to focus your breathing on your healing. Teaches him how to fucking heal himself. Boom!
Out of nowhere.
Another 12 Kizuki.
Yep.
He was upper three. Yeah. I think he was either upper four or upper three. One of the two.
I think it was three.
Either way, off rip, just looking at this dude, you know he cold.
Right? The way he walking.
Come in with the vest on, the ham pants. Right, the ham pants. He didn't have any slides. He had no shoes on.
Yeah, you're right.
He was barefoot. So that's how you know this man about to kill somebody.
It's been a minute since I've seen the movie.
Dude jumps down without saying anything. Immediately goes for Tanjiro's throat, bro. Let me get him out the way real quick.
Rengoku on his shit, though.
Right, he's like, uh-uh.
Not today.
He's like, look, you see I'm right here. Like, you're not finna just try to off a weak person in front of me. Buddy said, okay, sure, I'll fight you. Say less. That's what I wanted anyway. Rengoku, of course, being the greatness that he is, trying to save everybody. Tanjiro, focus on your healing. Get everybody out of here. I'll handle this. Of course, Tanjiro, you know, he can smell this dude. Like, nah. The dude, he mean business. There's no way I'm leaving you behind.
Straight business.
Of course, they clashing.
They're giving each other the works.
Goku already, he already been working on the train, so he kind of tired. But he, you know, he's still putting in work, but he start losing it. So Tanjiro's like, okay, yeah, we got to jump in, bro. Ain't no way in hell. Of course, Rengoku again screams at them and tells them, y'all jump in, I can't help you. Like, this dude is putting me on literally the edge of my feet or the edge of my chair. I have to focus on fighting him. There's no way I can defend y'all. Then it happens. Ugh. When Goku powers up, we think we about to see a nice little victory. We got a nice little stab into the chest. Boom. KO, baby. Let's go. Rengoku the god. Nah. They show the other side. This man had his fist through this dude's gut.
Right.
Straight punctured his shit like a blade.
Straight through.
Fuck.
Forearm and all.
Tanjiro and Inosuke try to dip in. This dude... Rengoku, dog, I can't say it
though. He started tightening his fucking muscles.
I can't say it. This dude is built different. That is a grown man. Starts tightening his muscles to hold this demon. Like, his hand is in your stomach.
Right.
And you still have enough strength to tighten the wound that he just fucked up on you, bro? Come on, man.
Damn near the same thing he just taught Tanjiro.
Right.
Just on a way different holds him there. Level.
The sun is coming up. Now this man he's freaking out. He can't move. He can't get out. The sun is coming up. He about to die. He's already weak because he's been fighting Rengoku the whole night. Here come Tanjiro and Inosuke trying to finish him off. He finally fucking rips this shit out. Takes off. Tanjiro, the badass that he is, straight talking hella shit. You coward. You're
fucking coward.
You fucking coward. Come back here. I'll end this shit right now.
Throws his sword. Goes straight through his chest.
Don't you ever run away from me. Rengoku would have beat you, bro.
We won, bitch. We're the winners. That's what he said. He said, we won. We're the winners.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, they did, though. They survived the night. Made a demon, a 12 Kizuki, a high-ranking 12 Kizuki run away.
Run away.
Come on.
No, and no civilians died.
Right, nobody died.
Civilians.
Mm. Yeah.
Because somebody did die.
Yeah, we're getting there, man. We're getting
this is wild, bro.
And then we turn around and Goku on his knees. And he making that smile like, look, it's my time, bro.
Right.
But I'm leaving the rest to you. I only got one thing to say.
It's so sad.
Keep that fire in your heart burning.
That hurt.
Man. Yeah, now y'all gotta watch the new episode.
Yeah.
Hey, we could talk about that on the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure. But this, I want to hear your guys' predictions. What do you think is going to happen in the next season? I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just, okay. Really? Just, what do y'all think is about to happen?
So I have a weird feeling that at some point, Tanjiro's going to get turned into a demon.
Hmm.
He said,
interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting, actually. I think there's gonna be a war between the demons, like the upper demons and the Demon Slayer Corps.
I mean, they're already in a war.
Yeah,
but I mean, like no,
you mean like just right now. Last battle. Okay, yeah. Interesting.
That's what I think, because they're gonna want to get like revenge for Rengoku's death.
I bet they're gonna have to work with the Wind Hashira. I see that coming.
Who?
The one that cut himself to make Nezuko try and...
No, like who is going... Oh, you mean like Tanjiro and them going to have to work with him?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, at some point, yeah, they do fight next to him. But... Yeah. Tanjiro still hates him.
Oh, I bet. I would too. Fuck that dude.
Those are some good predictions, yeah. Interesting.
I would ask like how far are we off, but like I don't want to spoil.
Nah, I'm not gonna tell you how far you off of that. Nah. I will say though, like, cause everybody that knows I finished it, they've asked like what did I think? And I liked it. The ending was cool. I have no problems with it. Like it for what it was. Okay, well, I do have problems with it. Like, I do and I don't. Like, it was a good ending, but I wish the people that had died didn't, and that the people that are alive still did die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like it was the wrong people that they took out.
Okay.
Yeah. But.
Now, they as in protagonists, or they as in writers?
Like the people that died in the story. What do you mean?
No, he means like that they took out the wrong people, meaning like the writers took out the wrong people. Or yeah, what do you mean by that, Freelix?
That you explained it right.
That the writers took out the
like who took out the right people, or like
no,
was
that's.
It...
Like, what I'm saying is, like, the people that died, yeah, the people that they took out, the people that died, that's what I meant, yeah.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I feel like the people that died were the wrong ones to die.
Okay.
They shouldn't have died. I feel like they should still be alive.
I feel that.
Yeah. I feel like they got hold.
I feel like Rengoku got hold. Like, we should at least have him, like, for another season or something.
I don't know. Because you got to remember, Tanjiro is the only one that's fought a 12 Kizuki. Out of that line of Hashira, none of them have fought a 12 Kizuki yet. When they went to that meeting, they were like, the dude was like, yeah, Tanjiro fought a 12 Kizuki and survived. And they were all like, oh, like, what was he like? I've never even seen one yet. You know what I mean?
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So this is all their first time, like, actually fighting a 12 Kizuki. They fought, like, powerful demons, yeah, but
nothing like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I gotta watch the episode. I gotta watch the episode to see. But yeah, that's all of Demon Slayer. All of
fire.
Demon Slayer. All right, but yeah, we gotta move on. We spent over an hour. All right. Anybody got any anime news?
No. New episode of Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
I don't watch that shit.
I don't have any anime news either.
Jacked Up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jacked Up tomorrow.
That's it for me. I don't have any anime news.
Yeah, me neither. All right then. General life updates. What y'all got? What's going on?
Work. Had a concert the other night.
Okay.
That I again apologize.
Oh my god, this dude.
Bro, you don't know. Like, when I got back to the crib, man, I was looking through my phone and I saw that and I was like, oh shit. I texted somebody or snapped somebody and I go into it and it said what it said. I was like, oh fuck. I saw the two videos. I was like, oh no. What did I say?
Luckily, what you put in text, that's the only thing kind of bad that you sent.
Yeah, that I don't even remember doing that. That's the fucked up part. I saw it, it's just like, oh god, what is this? But
what I do?
that's all I've been up to so far. Oh, my flag football season starts this week. First game Saturday.
Yeah. Hey.
So I got that going.
Big ups.
But other than that, that's it for me.
Let's see. This past weekend we had the Battlefield 2042 beta.
Yes.
So I was playing that. It's all right. People were still criticizing, even though DICE said that that the beta is a couple months years old and some of the issues have been fixed already. But people, I feel like some people don't get what a beta is.
Right.
Like, they're sitting here reviewing it like it's the full game release and it's not. It's a test. Like,
it's like a screening.
How do you feel about the change in your attachments on the fly?
Oh, I love it.
Do you?
Yeah, I think it's fucking cool. I don't have to sit there and respawn to change my attachments.
I feel like that defeats the purpose of having a class, though.
That is true.
Because that was the whole thing. You pick through your classes, and that's the style that you were going to play. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, but, yeah, like, you could put different weapons on there, but you were still, like, your equipment, everything, it was all for that specific class.
But I feel like there's more freedom, though. Like,
is it crossplay?
Yeah.
It will be.
Motherfuckers can set up quick buttons so they could fucking, like, switch their attachments super fucking quick or switch their classes.
Well, it's already
already there.
Yeah. You literally hold L1 or left bumper Xbox or whatever. I don't know what the key bind is for PC, but you literally just hold that and it brings up like your barrel, your scope, your underbarrel, your magazines, all that shit, and you it's a square, like triangle, that. X, circle. Like, now it's a cool thing. I don't know how I feel about it being an all around thing. You know what I mean? Like, if it was a game mode, cool. That's cool.
Right.
But I don't think I would want it to be all of multiplayer. You know what I mean? It kind of defeats
the purpose.
Like I said, it defeats the purpose of having to pick a playstyle or a class. Because now it's like, oh, well, for me, I usually run semi-auto rifles. I'll go from long range to medium range. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I have that scope that allows me to do that. I'll put like a 3 or 4 times scope on to do that. Now it's like, oh, I can be super long range, pretty much using this shit as a sniper. But I'm if that's like just, if I get bored, right? If I get bored, I'm gonna just run up on somebody because I can easily take it off and go to my iron sights. I don't know how I feel.
It might be a more dynamic way to play. But then again, you know, that's why you have different classes. That's why.
I like it. I like the freedom of it. I like the freedom of, like, if you pick a class, you have to stick with that specific gun type. You know, like, I can, if I wanted to, I can be a scout with a submachine gun or an assault rifle. Like, I don't have to.
Well, you could always do that.
Not always.
Yeah, you could. You could always put a SMG on a recon class. You just had to switch the weapon. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
You just weren't able to switch your attachments.
Well, like, what I mean, like in Battlefield 1, like, the assault class was mainly, like, submachine guns. But...
Okay, well, for that, you could... I mean, because that was legit specific classes. There right. was no, oh, I'm gonna be a sniper with a fucking shotgun on me or a LMG on me, which you could do in Battlefield 4, 3, you know, which that was okay to me. Like I said, it was your abilities and everything were still locked to that class. And this, it's not like that. I could be a recon person or a sniper with an ammo box or some shit and some C4 and just be running around with that. It's like, what?
Yeah, but now you have the opportunity to make the class that you want.
I don't know. That for me, I like the role playing part. That it takes away from that. Like I said, it takes away from having actual classes. Now it's just like a free for all thing.
Fortnite now.
Okay. Then also last week, Far Cry 6 came out.
Yeah.
And I can't put it down. I've been on it like crazy. Other than that, that's all I've been up to. Just work and, you know, chilling.
Sounds good. Weeks.
I had a concert as well last week up in Milwaukee. Okay. Got a little litty. Did some bar crawling.
Okay.
It was a great time. Other than that, I've just been working and living life to the fullest. And really much.
Okay. So that brings us to the end. Free Hugs, take us out, bro.
How you just gonna put it on me like that, bro? Come on, like, you'll be out right. of nowhere.
You're fine, man. You're fine.
Appreciate y'all for listening to the show. Man, put me on the spot like this, man.
Hey, like my buddy said, appreciate y'all always supporting, listening to the show. For those of you that do, the feedback every week, I say it, it's always appreciated. We love it. But yeah, stay tuned for these next upcoming episodes. We got a lot of good shit coming. Recap wise for the shows, a lot of good new anime coming out, and definitely gonna be some, we're gonna start trying to do events. I know we said this a while back, but we got to get like a process going for that though, with like, you know, guests coming on to the show for us, helping us out with, you know, some of our bigger anime topics that we like to do weekly. And, you know, things of that nature. Also, if you haven't, we need to put the link up for our store. We have merch for the podcast.
We do.
T-shirts, hoodies.
Oh, yeah.
Zip-up hoodies, coffee mugs, you name it.
Yep. I will post that on Twitter, Discord.
Yes, yes.
Among other places. It's on my Twitch already.
Yeah, it's got our logo with our beautiful anime faces on there.
My wife actually just bought a shirt, too.
I saw that. It's dope.
Yeah, with our logo.
I need to get that. So
it looks good, too.
Go check that out, everybody. But until next time, you already know what it is. Otaku Bliss, we never miss. Later.